And at this time in our fall sports preview, visiting with Tyson Cox, the head coach of the Sandhills Thetford Knights. Coach, my first question just simply is, how was your summer?
It's pretty good. Busy as usual.
I'm sure.
Always seems like we're doing something.
I know that summer has become a big part of preparation for the upcoming season, Coach. Just talk a little bit about your team and maybe some things that got done over the summertime in preparation for the season. I know the weight program is always something big, getting ready for a new year.
Yeah, the weight program's huge. The kids were in a lot this summer, and they did a good job. And then we also, instead of going to a team camp this year, we kind of had our own team camp with Sandhills Valley, and we got together a couple times and did some individual work and then scrimmaged a little bit.
Tyson, second year for you being the head coach, what did you learn from last year as a head coach that maybe you feel helps you moving into year number two of this position?
You know, the game probably slowed down for me because I'd never had to call the plays, you know, and I was always there more for moral support than anything, and able to just slow it down and recognize the situations that we were in as a team.
How many do you have out for the season this year, Coach?
We have 20 boys out this year.
Let's talk about some of the guys that you'll have coming back. I know there's always turnover when you deal with high school sports. You say goodbye to some kids, but now you have the opportunity to see kids move into leadership roles and maybe move into some playing roles. Talk about some guys returning that you're going to kind of lean on this year.
Well, to start out, we got a pretty good line this year that's pretty experienced. Rhett McFadden's back as a senior. Brady Dahlberg's back as a senior, and Zeb Wild, who was an All-State type of kid. They'll anchor the line and do a good job. We've got our junior class is pretty good. Caden Zudivern's really hit the weight room hard and looks really good, and Kyle Cox is just kind of doing what he needs to do, too.
I know it's early, Coach, but as you've worked through practice and you're getting ready for the season opener in a few days, what has stuck out to you the most as you've watched your kids through practice so far?
They're very focused. They know they show up to work, and football's always been a big deal at Sandhills Thetford, so they take it serious, and they go to work when it's practice time.
I know you can't do this all by yourself, so tell us a little bit about your staff and who you have helping you this year.
This year, we have a new assistant coach, Russell Norton. He come in and is going to, he's mainly been working with the O-line and the D-line. Kate Picorni's back. He's been with us for 3 or 4 years now. He coaches the linebackers, and Russell Licking from Thetford is stepping in to help, too.
Coach, I'm going to end with this thought, and I'd like for you to complete the sentence for me, if you would. Sandhills Thetford will be a tough team to contend with this season, if?
If we can stay healthy. I mean, it's probably the question or the answer you get a lot for that question, especially in D2. You know, we've got some depth, but you're always one injury away from being in trouble, maybe.
Well, Coach, it's always great to visit with you. We appreciate you taking the time to visit with us, and we wish you and Sandhills Thetford the best of luck in the upcoming season.
Well, thank you, and thanks for covering us.
That's Coach Tyson Cox joining us in our fall sports preview.